Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. Well, talk about a time in your life where before you wrote the book, before you started to learn and apply some of the principles of getting unstuck, talk about a time when you were stuck, you were frustrated, wondering why the lack of traction.
Yeah. You know, several years ago, I was just, you know, I was took that leap of faith like many people do all the time. And I believe it's a journey and it's a process. And so I found myself, working overnight. I think I was doing a third yard graveyard shift, stocking groceries overnight. And all the while, there was still purpose in my heart, vision in my heart. And I really believe that God had a plan for my life. But I found myself, Susie, stuck. I was stuck in a rut. I was driving to work at 8:30 at night, getting out of there maybe around 6 or 7 a.m. the next morning. And it was just like a spiral effect. You know, you talk about being stuck. This was stuck to the 25th power. And I just felt like, you know, here I am. I've got all these dreams and visions on the inside of me, but I'm stuck here. And so just that overwhelming feeling of being stuck. And you know what? You know, when the financial pressure begins to squeeze on you, and I found myself in a one-bedroom apartment and sometimes not even having enough food to buy groceries. And I never will forget, Susie, this kind of just changed my life from that moment on. But I never will forget. I scraped up enough money to go to a Chinese buffet, and I went in there by myself. I had a jacket on, and I remember sitting there, going to the buffet line, coming back, and just stuffing food in my pockets in fear of not having enough money for the next day and the day after. And so when I got back, I left the restaurant, I got back to my apartment, I emptied out all the food from my pockets on the kitchen counter, and I just broke down in tears. And I just began to cry and I began to weep. And from that moment on, I had to look at myself in the mirror and say, you are not going to stay stuck any longer.
And
wow. So with that, I mean, that was a moment where I believe God allowed me to go through that, and I had to really look at myself. And that's what I tell people. Listen, you are the first recipient of whatever comes out of your mouth. And so I had to look at myself in the mirror and say, get up. You are staying stuck no longer. And from that moment on, I just began to move forward. I began to press into God. I began to dream again. I began to live again. And from that moment on, God just began to direct my steps. And so I'm so thankful. You know, I went through that. Now, sometimes when you're going through in the moment, you're not thankful for it, but it's a great lesson. You'll learn, you know, sooner or later, you're going to have to make a decision to change your situation.
Thanks so much for listening today. Your support makes this podcast possible. You'll find more information on our website at myfaithradio.com.